Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Zimmerman and Walpeck at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass is just hitting home run after home run with those updates. We'll have another one here in about 23 minutes. All-Star Saturday night winners, you guys heard Johnny mentioned Tatum of Boston won the skills challenge. Three-point contest, Joe Harris from the Nets. Slam dunk, Diallo from OKC. Okay, this All-Star Saturday, the All-Star game in the NBA, which is usually a defensive challenge. One of our questions, and we're taking your feedback on Kaepernick. I delivered a couple of huge opinions in hour number one. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I get if you're there in the host city, or you're a player, family member, fan, sponsor, it's awesome, those All-Star weekends. But to the masses, are they even worth it? Including the finales, which are the actual All-Star games. I'm talking about NBA All-Star Weekend, NHL All-Star Weekend, MLB All-Star festivities, which happen, Monday and Tuesday with the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game, NFL Pro Bowl Weekend. Could we live without them? And if not, what is the best one? So I'll take your huge opinions on that. Also, another crazy day in college basketball, man, trying to figure out who's going to win it. Hour ago, I said nobody's beating Duke in the tournament. Nobody is. Nobody. Zion is flying through the tournament. It's done. Speaking of all the All-Stars in beautiful North Carolina, Charlotte, one of the great cities in America. Want to say hello to our affiliate, WFNZ, down in Charlotte. No one wants to come play with LeBron James, and nobody's going to the Lakers. No big name. Mark it down. And I'm getting some heat for saying that LeBron had a bigger star and was on a bigger pedestal nationally in Cleveland, Ohio, than he is in Los Angeles, California. So you agree or disagree on that? And the Lakers aren't even going to the playoffs. I said that before the season began. I said that when he decided to sign with Magic in Los Angeles. Also, Anthony Davis said that the Lakers, Knicks, Bucks, Clippers, Celtics, teams of interest. How about the Bucks? Are they the next Golden State? That's interesting. That is very interesting. And then they're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. I was looking at CBSSports.com. Patriots or the Packers? I don't see the Giants trading him to an NFC team, but could you imagine if Brady got Odell Beckham Jr.? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The rich get richer. It's like Davis looking at the Bucks now. They want to go where players want to win. They got all the money they need, the superstars do. That's why LeBron going to the Lakers, man, I don't know if that was, and I said it when he took it, I don't know if that's the right spot. So a lot to get to, ton of huge opinions. The Kaepernick conversation, folks, just tell me where you're at on it. Tell me what, did the sitting, the kneeling, the comments about the flag, the pig socks, the modern-day slave patrol comment, or patrols about law enforcement, what was it that just lit you up either defending or railing on Colin Kaepernick? Because I think with this settlement, unless he says something that sets off America again, and that won't accomplish anything if he's looking for true change in those social settings or equality where he feels there still is racial hostility. It's not a representation of all America. It's not. We get along more than the media will tell us or show us in select videos. So let me know what either made you stand and protect Colin from the start or as it went along, and the same thing on the other side. What just PO'd you that it's tough for you to let it go? That even when you hear reportedly he settled somewhere between $40 and $80 million, you're saying, come on. He ends up a victim in this, which I don't think he is. But the NFL had to settle. And the other side says Colin deserves it after what he's been through. So join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. You tell me. Let's go to Jason in Colorado Springs. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing all right. Hey, man, you know, much like you, I'm not a lawyer. Didn't stay at a Holiday Inn last night, but I am a third generation that comes from a military family and a family that has many people that are involved in law enforcement, EMT, and first responders, and also born and raised in a town that is very military. And I know it's been an issue nationally with one of our local stores closing here that refused to sell the Nike gear and all that good stuff. But I've had an issue with this guy ever since he first disgraced everything. And the fact he's getting 40 to 80 million, and I don't know what he's getting. You know, that's more than my three generations of family have made serving this country, you know, whether it be military or civil. And I've just had a hard time with this guy forever. And if he really wants to go out there and make a change and change this country, I think maybe he should put a pair of boots on or put a badge on and go see what it is to make a living at, you know, $30,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year and have to work for it. And it just bothers me.
All right, Jason, what set you off the most? And I'm asking the audience here because I'm trying to figure out those that support Kaepernick and those that still are irritated, as it sounds in your voice, Jason. What was it that he did? One thing that just lined you up and said, I never can support the guy.
Just, I don't know if there is one thing, you know, between the pig socks and disrespecting the flag and the kneeling, and then just always having the conversations about how he feels this way because of that. And I just don't respect anything that the guy's about. And the fact he made a killing is laughing all the way to the bank for the rest of his life, it's sad.
All right, Jason. Well, thank you for listening. In Colorado Springs, also home to future men and women who will serve our country at the beautiful Air Force Academy. Yeah, to me, it was... it's threefold with me. It has nothing to do with the kneeling and the sitting. Didn't really bother me, okay? The fist at the games, that didn't bother me. It really didn't. What bothered me was Kaepernick saying the flag stood for oppression, the pig socks, and when he referred to law enforcement as modern-day slave patrols. You lost me there. But I'm man enough to be objective and understand that he has his rights. And if he focuses on bringing true change to racial hotspots in America, which are there, then more power to him. Let's go to Chris in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Chris?
Yeah. Hey, I got to agree with what you were saying.
Agree with what, Chris?
Yeah, I kind of agree with what you were saying about Colin Kaepernick. But I think that was real cool that Jerry Jones took a knee with the whole team. And I also agree with you that all law enforcement are bad. Matters of fact, we just had one killed here in Milwaukee 10 days ago.
Yeah, those stories don't. And thank you, Chris, in Milwaukee. And I appreciate you holding on. It's a busy Saturday night here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, and unfortunately, folks, there are stories where you cringe. And I don't know if it's racially motivated when you look at what a rogue white police officer will do to a black man or woman, or what a black man or woman or Hispanic can do to a white guy, or what a white guy can do to somebody of a different skin color. And I think we just assume race, right? Like the story with the Empire actor in Chicago, that we put race into it without knowing. And maybe we all need to step back and take a deep breath before we have the vigilante movement, and then people are all stereotyped and defined sports life by the color of their skin. Mac in Baltimore, Maryland, thank you for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey, Mac.
My take is, first of all, I'm black, and I'm living in Baltimore, and currently we are under a consent decree, a federal consent decree from our local police department. That being said, no one here, the overall citizenry, would not, if you get in trouble, who you going to call? The police. So it's not so much of the Kaepernick thing, it's anti-police. And the pig socks, if you were asked the majority of people, we don't agree with that. That's not the point. The point that probably get a lot of people riled up, it was a peaceful demonstration. He took a knee. And I'm not justifying the comments. I just told you about the socks and the police. If you get in trouble, that's who you going to call to protect you. That's their job. And the majority of them do a hell of a job. But for them, for the protesters, just take a knee or lock arms and, you know, people get out of the movement, I'm not going to say Kaepernick, the movement was anti-military, where you have a president who called a war hero who was shot down, that saying he wasn't a hero. But, you know, so it's not, to me, it's not a balance. It's not a balance at all. To me, John McCain is an American hero. And for someone to call him not a hero, that's horrible. But you didn't get that same pushback from that you got from Kaepernick. And like I said, who doesn't? Law enforcement, who else is going to protect you? You know, so it's a slippery slope. Some things Kaepernick said were wrong. But, to me, my whole issue, what got me pedoed was the protests. You had people burning flags, stomping on flags in the 60s, 70s. No one, you know, the same outrage. It just doesn't equal. But great show, great topic, as usual.
All right, well, Mac, thank you for your huge opinion in Baltimore, and I appreciate both sides. To any huge opinion I deliver, any story we have in sports, I really do. I'll listen to both sides more than most would think. You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Where did you line up in support Cap, and where did you stand up against him in this public forum, this court of public opinion? I told you that because of Twitter, and this, I'm going to tell you right now, man, Twitter, Facebook, these social networks where there's no tone, you're limited characters, words, whatever. That's where, when the flag stands for oppression, those things, if he just kneels or sits, it's a conversation on my statewide show or on the national show on Saturday night, and we move on. But, man, one thing I've always done in my 27 years of doing a talk show across this country, nationally, locally, statewide in Michigan, I will always have the back of law enforcement, men and women of all skin colors, religions, and the same thing when it comes to the military. I will always have their back. To all the callers online, stick around. North America will hear you next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. We do have Wall and Zimmerman back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass with another update here in about 7 minutes. Huge question of the night right now, delivering some great conversation on both sides of the Kaepernick spectrum. And I ask this question, what was it he said or did that fired you up to stand up against Kaepernick? And on the flip side, what was it he said or did that made you stand with Kaepernick, and you still do today through that reported $40 to $80 million settlement in that collusion case with the NFL? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Chris in Texas. We lost Chris. David in Dallas, listening on 105.3. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Okay. One of the things that bothered me most, now the socks bothered me big time. I've got a lot of police officer friends. But the thing that bothered me most was that everybody takes his kneeling as an insult to the troops, when in actuality, go to YouTube and type in why Colin kneel. An army person told him to kneel as opposed to sitting on the bench.
Yeah, Nate Boyer. Right, Nate Boyer had that conversation with him when he was sitting on the bench, and Nate's a former Green Beret.
Right, and so to now make it like he's anti-military because he's kneeling is wrong. But there are a lot of people who really don't even know what the protest was about because it's gotten lost in all of the confusion. That's what angers me the most, because a real high percentage of unarmed black people are getting shot by police officers. And sometimes it's just a case of them not looking at us the same way as they look when they pull up on a white kid. Tamir Rice got shot on a drive-by. The cop didn't even stop the car before he shot him. First he claimed that he didn't obey instructions, and then when the video came out, it showed he didn't give instructions. So that's what he's actually protesting about. And I still think we need to deal with that problem, but yeah, he didn't help his cause with the sock. But again, I'll tell you that the kneel is not anti-military. In terms of the All-Star game, the sport I like the least is the one that has the truest All-Star game. You can't halfway play baseball. Everybody's got to go full throttle or you get hurt.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and David, thank you for the call in Dallas. I think we're losing you a little bit. I appreciate your huge opinion on Kaepernick. Yeah, I would say the Major League Baseball All-Star game is the best of the bunch. I think most would agree with that, that it would be tough to get rid of that. And I don't, NBA, what do you do? I'd rather see, but I know the players get a break, but I would love the All-Star game to be the best in the league takes on the defending champion. That would be interesting. Let's go to Dave in Maryland. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. Love hearing you on Saturday night.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, okay, Kaepernick, he lost me when this all started, and it came out that he had never registered to vote and never voted in any election. You want to change America, you want to change the way things are, that is how you do it. Hey, okay. The NFL has, we know this is an entertainment business. And I think every decision they've made has not been based upon politics, you know, sports, anything other than the economic impact. Anybody who had signed Kaepernick was going to show an immediate loss of income, and it would be across the whole NFL. They rely on public support, and this would have been a bullet right in the heart of that. You know, coming down to today yesterday when they announced the settlement, $60 million, a lot of money. $1 billion in losses to put him on a team, a whole lot of money. Bill, you have a great evening. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, David. Well, hey, it's obvious money. NFL, like I said, concussion settlement has billions in it. You look at Deflategate. They had the domestic violence, you know, forcing people to cry, you know, in ads. And Goodell turned it into Deflategate before the Super Bowl. And like I said, look at the NFL, state of the NFL speech before the Rams and the Patriots in Atlanta. What was the negative? Officiating? Replay? NFC title game, Saints got jobbed, right? That's it? No concussion era. And maybe a little bit about the kickoffs in the future there, right? Now, you know, Deflategate is in the rearview mirror, right? Nothing about domestic violence. Nothing. You know, talking about their community outreach, I get that, but it was all pretty positive. So instead of keeping this going, is it worth $40 to $80 million just to sign a check and say we're done with it? And I think the NFL said, yeah, we're going to be done with this. At the end of the day, we're in the entertainment business. And for the biggest sports entity in America, and the way they handled Deflategate, the way they handled hiding, you know, diverting, whatever you want to call it, the concussion era. It's similar to baseball and steroids. They get lost in your greed, and that's usually when you make mistakes, right? Either you're on something literally, like drugs or booze, or greed, where you make most of the mistakes in this country. It is. Power. I'd throw power into that mix as well. Let's go to Tyler in Sacramento, California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
How you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing good. Hey, just real quick, you know, I wanted to say, you know, at the Sox, that really bothered me. But I stand with Cap because I stand with the bedrock of what our country was founded on, and that is the freedom of speech. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. But when the President of the United States is saying that he needs to be fired for that, when that is a principle of our country, to be able to say and do, within the realm of, you know, being legal, whatever we choose to do, you know, and I do believe that his cause is valid, but what bothers me, you know, I really wish he would have, you know, gone with this thing all the way through and not taken the payout, because I do believe that the NFL, you know, was conspiring against him. So that's what disappoints me. I wish he would have gone with this thing instead of taking the payout. But, you know, for me, it's not so much about standing with Cap. It's about standing about what our country stands for and what we have as the bedrock of this country. So I'll take your response off the air. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tyler, out in Sacramento, California. Yeah, and that's another line that people stood on one side or the other. When Trump went after him and said he should be, you know, kicked out of the NFL, all the guys who are protesting the anthem, then this became political and not about social change. That supporting Kaepernick or not supporting Kaepernick put you in the MAGA Red Hat Club or put you in a Cap jersey, Colin Kaepernick jersey. That's what this became. What started with Colin Kaepernick upset about certain situations in America involving racial inequality and rogue, hostile police officers turned into, if you support Kaepernick, you're on the left side. If you are anti-Kaepernick, you're on the right side. This thing just morphed into a Nike campaign where he's a victim. And now with this settlement, he could have made $100 million playing in the NFL, and he's set for life. The American dream. I've never looked at Colin Kaepernick as a victim, and I don't think race, nobody has picked a side with Colin Kaepernick based on the color of his skin. No. His intentions of sitting, kneeling, flag stands for oppression, blood on the streets, modern-day slave patrols has been about race. But I think this divide with Kaepernick in America from day one when he sat hasn't been about race. It's been about, do you support the flag? Do you support law enforcement? Do you support the military? And then it just morphed into 19 different angles, and you didn't know what people were protesting in stadiums all across this country. And then when Trump got involved, boom. Nuclear fusion. What side are you on? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's get to that update. Once again, here's Mr. John Fass.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, that would be 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Network. Head coach Steve Spurrier leads the Orlando Apollos into San Antonio for a clash with the Commanders. It's the Alliance of American Football on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports, the CBS Sports Network. Yeah, the Alliance of American Football. I read an interesting article with the investment of MGM Grand and Enterprises, and that they're not worried about attendance, and they're really not concerned about massive TV ratings, and they had a good launch because they're on CBS a week ago. But they're setting this league up to be interactive betting, online apps, where you might be able to bet on every play. And the NFL won't move that fast when it comes to gambling, right? And this is going to be the foundation for this Alliance of American Football. So are they worried about somebody buying an $85 ticket or somebody gambling $100 on an app during the game? Like, are they going to score on this drive? Next will be a pass, a throw, the over-under for the quarter, the final 5 minutes. I mean, it was a really interesting article with Charlie Ebersol from the business side of this. Bill Polian has put together a pretty good football product, considering that it's just a feeder league for the NFL. But the gambling aspect of it, because they were talking about the crowds haven't been good, right? Tight TV shots. The gambling side of this, that this league can be more forward-thinking and move quicker on gambling. So this is what will happen. If you know with the Alliance of American Football that they have an app first, that when gambling's legal in each state where you can bet, like Jersey and Nevada right now, right? When this comes into more of these markets and states where they have teams and those people can bet and have interaction with those games, they're going to go to the website. They're going to watch the games on CBS Sports Network, on the NFL Network. And the NFL can learn from them on what works and what doesn't work. Not only from the gambling, but the sky judge, the rules changes, the no kickoffs. This can be a great experiment platform for the NFL. But think of the money that would be there if you could sit and watch a game with an app, and there's even more advanced betting than you would get right now, like if you live in New Jersey or you're out in Vegas where you have props and you can do so much, but it would be so forward thinking. That's the foundation for the Alliance of American Football. They're not worried about attendance. They're not. I mean, you could get to a point someday that they'll build stadiums that hold 20,000 people. They're not worried about the people there. They're going to be tuned in on making money off the people who aren't there, who are gambling on the games. Amazing vision, I will say, and we'll see how it works out. Yeah, this evolution when sports gambling is available across the country in every state and with your mobile apps and everything you have, it's going to change the game of sports. It's going to change the game of the CBS Sports Network, my statewide daily afternoon sports show in the state of Michigan. It's going to create cash flow to a lot of these sports media entities. It will. It will save a lot of them. It will engage people. No matter what you think of gambling, and I get some people have problems with it and have issues with it, it's a game changer. It really is. If you want to join in on the conversation, I'm asking you, with Kaepernick getting the reported $40 to $80 million settlement with the NFL, go back to when this Kaepernick story first started, or at what point that you stood with Kaepernick, or at what point you said the guy's lost me. I said it's not so much the sitting or the kneeling. I said it was when he said the flag stood for oppression, that there was blood on the streets everywhere in America, and when he referred to law enforcement as modern-day slave patrols and naturally the pig socks. When did you stand up with Kaepernick, or when did you stand against him? Could have been when Trump took sides. I don't know. You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Dan in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Sir, thank you for having me. Been a longtime fan. He lost me pretty much with the pig scocks and pretty much all you said. But my greater point that I'd like to make is, yes, the man has the right to freedom of speech, and that is a constitutional right that's protected. However, there are certain factors in play. If you work as a plumber and you decide, you know what, I align myself with the Nazi Party and you want to put a swastika on your uniform, your employer can say, you know what, I don't like that. I don't want you doing that. And if you continue doing it, you're going to be fired. When he had that uniform on and was being paid to be in attendance at that game, getting ready to play for it, he was a representative of that organization, and that was not just representing himself.
Well said, Dan. Thank you for listening in Washington, D.C. Joseph in Dallas listening on 105.3 FM in the Metroplex. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good, Joseph. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for having me. My thing about it is that we have a problem in this country, and it transcends all races. Violence is our main problem, and nobody seems to want to address it. And authority figures are supposed to be our standard bearers. They're the ones who set the tone, and we are to follow their lead. If they don't follow their own rules and regulations, the thinking of the regular citizenry is, why should we? And that's where we come in is wrong, because we are supposed to be respectful of their position. We elect people to govern our lives. We do give up a certain amount of control. So, unfortunately, compliance is part of that. And if we don't come to an agreement on the particular problem, then things like this are on the tip of the iceberg compared to what's coming. Colin Kaepernick has a right to say what he wants and express it, but there are lines that you don't cross. And it's the same thing with politicians. You can't single a guy out and say he's bad for us when he's exposing you and your lack of involvement. We need to find a way to find some common ground, work together.
Amen.
Issues will be resolved.
I agree. You know what? And what we need to do, and Joseph, you're a smart man in Dallas, and thanks for listening on this Saturday night, soon to be a Sunday morning on the East Coast, is that dialogue, I've always said this, that Colin Kaepernick, you know, Nike, look at this settlement. He has the power to go to any place in this country and get a meeting and a sit down with a police chief, with a mayor, with any politician. And he can get them in a room. He can bring attention to what needs to be changed. Not sweeping changes in this country, but places where there is racial and social injustice. He can be a face and a voice, but also there needs to be faces and voices for all situations involving racial injustice. When a black police officer does something to a white man or woman, when a citizen of one color does something to a citizen of another color, and it's a hate crime based on their sexual orientation, their religion, or just because they're black, white, Hispanic, or Asian. Everybody needs to have a voice. And I believe at the end of the day that if you sit down and you talk it out, you can move forward. And I mentioned that I watched, I think it was a Showtime or HBO documentary about Martin Luther King. And man, that guy gave his life. And he was a peaceful protester. But if you listen, and it was a documentary I've never seen from behind the scenes and people who knew him, and it wasn't screaming at you saying that because you're white, you're not all right. It was about what really was going on and what he was trying to do and the fear he had that he could die while peacefully protesting. And that was the 60s. I think America was, you know, gosh, you know, 20 years removed from Jackie Robinson, a black man being allowed to play in baseball. We had issues in this country. But when I look at a man like Colin Kaepernick, who with that settlement could end up, you know, over $100 million he's made playing a game, went to Nevada College, played football, had a great family look after him. He's living the American dream. His strength in bringing change is that now he has a name. He has a voice. He has the ability to call that meeting. Actions speak much louder than words. Like I was watching that King documentary, he would just mobilize their situation, sanitation workers in Memphis, and he'd mobilize and he'd go there. He'd go there. Try and talk and get in a church or have a meeting and have a conversation. So you ask yourself, yeah, there's dialogue with Kaepernick because there's no middle ground. You're on one side or you're on the other with Colin Kaepernick or the protesting at football games or any sporting event. But how much dialogue has happened to bring progress? I've watched, you know, long Malcolm Jenkins. I'll give the Eagles a lot of credit. You know, they're champions, not for what they did against the Patriots, but I give that organization and those players credit for bringing action along with their words. And Colin Kaepernick now is bigger than life, man. I'm not going to compare him to Martin Luther King or Muhammad Ali or Jackie Robinson. You know, I'm not going to go there. I don't think he's a victim. You know, I look at what he didn't, and that's the Nike campaign. I didn't, you know, man, when there are people who have gone through so much to bring change, in the end, it's almost like with this settlement, he didn't sacrifice a career. Most will say, look at his numbers. He was on the downside. Still should have deserved a job somewhere as a backup, especially in that era. Not this year, but and maybe not last year, but a couple years removed from when he was done, where the quarterbacks were just brutal in the NFL, where a Nathan Peterman is still getting a paycheck. So he had his justice in whatever that number is that's being deposited into his bank and split with that law firm that represented him. And like I said, and I stand by my huge opinion that I posted online, that I said when I started this show almost 2 hours ago, as long as it's not an attack on the flag, the anthem, or a broad brush stroke of stereotyping all law enforcement, I'll stand with Colin Kaepernick and let's help make our streets safer in America for people of all skin colors, all religions, all sexualities, everybody, across the board. Let's do it. Instead of just do it, let's do it. Maybe that should be the new Nike campaign slogan. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me now at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.